The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The administration wants to go door to door to make people take the vaccine.
Here's the deal. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated vaccinated.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's a little bit of breaking news. Former President Trump, who got kicked off Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms, is reportedly going to sue Facebook and Twitter. It's a legal effort that is going to be supported by the America First Policy Institute, a nonprofit that was formed earlier this year by alumni of the Trump administration, according to the New York Post. So we're going to find out. Sounds like President Trump might be suing Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. That could get interesting. That could get very interesting. A lot of things happening that we need to keep our eye on. Saw the White House press secretary yesterday, Jen Psaki, stand at the podium and talk about the government knocking, going door to door, checking on people's vaccination status. Had a friend last night tell me that somebody in his household who was fully vaccinated now has COVID. I asked how they were doing. They said, well, they're okay. They're bummed out. They had plans to travel and all that, but it's mild. The most aggravating part of it was losing their sense of taste and smell. And I guess you could make the argument, well, the vaccination perhaps prevented serious illness because that's what they tell us the vaccination does. 100% prevention of serious illness, hospitalization, or death. But obviously it's not 100% foolproof from getting COVID in the first place. Because now there's a household upended with somebody in quarantine who has COVID after having been fully vaccinated. So when Jen Psaki said this yesterday, I'm watching the TV, I'm thinking, did I hear this right?
The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach? Door-to-door outreach, knocking on doors. You have your vaccination? Well, no, I don't. All right, you're in trouble. I saw a couple last night on TV, on Tucker Carlson's show, that they were in Washington on January 6th. The Democrats and the media will not give up January 6th. They want to make this Pearl Harbor, 9/11, Armageddon, the Black Plague of death. They think this is the most horrific thing. They're talking about all their post-traumatic stress. I mean, these are like nuts. These are nutcases. Matthew Dowd is a fierce never-Trumper. Listen to what he said about the riot in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Cut number six from MSNBC.
What would happen if after 9/11 we had done nothing? We had done nothing. Right. Think about that. If we had done nothing after 9/11. And to me, though there was less loss of life on January 6th, January 6th was worse than 9/11 because it's continued to rip our country apart and give permission for people to pursue autocratic means. And so I think we're in a much worse place than we've been. And as I've said, I think to you before, I think we're in the most perilous point in time since 1861 in the advent of the Civil War.
Word of that. He's not an idiot. He's not a lunatic. He's not completely mentally ill. He's not deranged. He doesn't think that. He wants to keep January 6th front and center so that all Trump supporters get smeared and a desperate defense of the rampant crime that's happening in America, the raging crime that's happened, the craziness at the border, illegals pouring in, gas prices the highest in 7 years. Gas prices are up 40% since January. And the best they've got is January 6th. Insurrection! Insurrection! The Chewbacca man is ruining America. Matthew Dowd doesn't believe for 1 minute that a riot involving a few hundred people who are all being prosecuted, don't worry, they're all being held accountable. To say that what happened on January 6th is tearing apart America. You know what's Matthew Dowd is tearing apart America. CNN, MSNBC, they're tearing apart America by pretending that January 6th is the worst thing to have ever happened in the United States. And that's laughable. What those few hundred people did on January 6th was terrible. And frankly, I'm glad they're being prosecuted. It was not worse than 9/11. It was not worse than Pearl Harbor. It was not worse than the Civil War. It was not... Shut up with your stupid rhetoric, your hysterical, desperate effort to deflect attention away from the miserable condition our country is in because of Democrat leadership. So back to this couple last night. They were at the Capitol on January 6th. They didn't do anything. They didn't breach the Capitol like we've seen a lot of cases happen. The FBI apparently came knocking on their door. They've made their lives a living hell. And it turned out they gave them back everything they confiscated. They confiscated the couple's, they had a little pocket constitution. And it was confiscated. Little copy of the Constitution. So they gave it all back. This family, this couple is apparently still being terrorized. When they go to the airport, they're treated like Osama bin Laden. They miss flights. They're being detained. Their bags are being checked. They're being harassed. I guess they're on some kind of list because they were in Washington on January 6th. This is all lunacy. And we better stand up and fight back against this, or we're going to lose this country forever. Now, coming up, we're going to bring you to Bedminster, New Jersey, where President Trump is announcing his lawsuit. It's breaking news. We'll take you there to hear a fighter and what a fighter looks like and sounds like with the Trump's announcement that he's suing Facebook and Twitter for kicking him off of their platforms. That's coming up next. Here on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios, welcome in.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast, we're so grateful for your support over the years. And the best is yet to come. In the pouring rain, hitch your ride. Hitch your ride.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind. Holding you that I thought I could never find. Just trying to decide. I'll stay by your side.
Mike Gallagher.
I agree with you. Some people may have stayed home. But the problem with the Republicans are they're letting the Democrats run the precincts.
Fight. We need fighters, and we got a fighter like President Trump. We're about to take you to Bedminster, New Jersey, where he owns a big, beautiful country club, a golf club. His announcement of his lawsuit against Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey. And, you know, it never made sense that we sit around and watch this overwhelming censorship. It never made sense to sit back and see Trump blocked from platforms that where millions and millions of people received his message. So now he's firing back, and he's firing a lawsuit. And we're going to dive in and take you to that announcement here any second, as soon as we get the technical glitch out of the way, and then we'll take you to Bedminster and get his announcement. I mean, and the Democrat leadership. Absolutely. Did you hear Cuomo babbling about the magic wall? Oh, great. What a country we're into right now.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Here's the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, in New Jersey.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people, and that's exactly what they are doing. We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it's completely un-American. We all know that. We all know that very, very well. Our filing also seeks injunctive relief to allow prompt restitution and really restoration. And you can name about 20 other things, and it has to be prompt because it's destroying our country. Of my accounts, in addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable. This is the first of numerous other lawsuits, I assume, that would follow. But this is the lead, and I think it's going to be a very, very important game changer for our country. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment. And in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom and at the same time, freedom of speech. So I want to thank all of the exceptional legal team behind this effort, in particular John Cole. We have a lot of the tobacco lawyers. You know, I said, who are the best lawyers? Well, the tobacco lawyers seem to do a very good job. So I figured, let's see if they want to do it. And they really wanted to do it. We have great, great talent. I also want to thank Brooke Rollins, just an outstanding person and friend. She's carrying it out to a level that nobody saw, and she's done it very quickly, together with Linda McMahon, a tremendously successful woman who did an incredible job in the administration, one of the best, and everyone at the America First Policy Institute for their support of this vital initiative. From the very beginning of our nation, freedom of speech has always been understood as a bedrock of our liberty and our strength. In America, we recognize that the freedom to speak our minds and express the truth, that is our heart, really, that's really a big chunk of our heart. It is our heart. It is not granted to us by government. It's given to us by God, and no one should have the power to take that right away. The founding fathers inscribed this right in the very First Amendment to our Constitution because they knew that free speech is essential to the prevention and of horror and to the preservation of our republic. But remember the words, the prevention of horror, because we're very close to seeing that now in our country. We've never been in a position like this, and it's all happened very quickly. In the words of the father of our country, although some would like to take that title away from him, George Washington, he will not be canceled. If freedom of speech may be taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Pretty well-known phrase, and so true. Unfortunately, today, this fundamental American right on liberty is under incredible threat and attack by a lot of different sides.
Sure is, but and we're going to pick up right where we left off. Don't worry, you're not going to miss a word of President Trump's announcement that he's suing Facebook and Twitter for what they did to him and his voice. We'll take you back to Bedminster, New Jersey. And again, you're not going to miss a word, I promise, coming up here on The Mike Gallagher Show. I swear, I just got back from vacation. I'm about to go back on vacation. Can you imagine the government knocking on your door to ask you if you've been vaccinated? I'm so mad about this. And I kind of feel like I'm the only one. Are you upset about it? You upset about Biden making an announcement yesterday? Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get back to work. Let's get back to Donald Trump making the announcement. I'm going to pick it up right where we left off after I remind you that portions of our show are brought to you by Job Creators Network. As the war against small business owners continues, there's one group that's fighting back. It's called Job Creators Network. You know, as Biden is pushing for massive tax increases, $2 trillion infrastructure plan, gas prices, and small business owners are under siege. Just like America's police officers are under siege. Just like you and I are under siege, frankly. Well, Job Creators Network is working hard to fight for small businesses. They're looking for some good men and women to join their small business advocacy and advisor program. They'll train you. They'll help you with writing op-eds. They'll prep you for local radio and TV appearances in your local communities. Their team will prepare you to be a leader and a fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business, you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com. Learn all about Job Creators Network and what they can do on your behalf. And what you can do on behalf of America. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com. They need you. America needs you. We need you. Joinjcn.com.
Breaking now on The Mike Gallagher Show.
The 45th president of the United States announcing he's taken on Facebook and Twitter, suing them for deplatforming him. Let's take you back to his announcement moments ago.
Phrase, and so true. Unfortunately, today, this fundamental American right on liberty is under incredible threat and attack by a lot of different sides. but we are the majority side by a lot. I believe we are the majority side by far more than anybody would understand. You just have to take a look at what happened in recent elections and add up the right numbers. You will see a majority like you wouldn't believe, because nobody can believe what some of the things that are being said are. Nobody believes that. Social media has given extraordinary power to a group of big tech giants that are working with government, the mainstream media, and a large segment of a political party to silence and suppress the views of the American people. And they've been very, very successful at that. Not in all cases, but in many cases, totally successful. While the social media companies are officially private entities, in recent years, they have ceased to be private with the enactment and their historical use of Section 230, which profoundly protects them from liability. Once they got Section 230, they're not private companies anymore in a lot of views. No other companies in our country, and even in our country's history, have had protection like this. It's, in effect, a massive government subsidy. These companies have been co-opted, coerced, and weaponized by government and by government actors to become the enforcers of illegal, unconstitutional censorship. And that's what it is at the highest level, censorship, and so many other things that perhaps are even worse. And you'll be seeing that in this lawsuit as it wells its way through the courts. We have all seen Democrats in Congress haul the CEOs of these companies before their committees and attempt to threaten them, bully them, and intimidate them like nobody has been intimidated. But they made a deal. They all get along very nicely now. Thank you very much. Congress has repeatedly told big tech that if they do not silence Democrats, political opponents, ban prominent conservative voices, I wonder who that would be, and restrict what the left ominously labels as disinformation, and they are the greatest disinformation group of people ever in the world. As an example, just recently, now they're saying, we never said defund the police. We want to fund the police. They looked at poll numbers at 85% against them. No. We want to take care of the police. No, they don't. They wanted to fund the police. And they'll say it thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And by the end of 12 months, you'll all be saying, oh, they love the police. They don't love the police. They actually hate the police, for whatever reason, and it's just a terrible thing. And so many other things. They're changing their views on so many other things, and they just say the opposite. They don't even go to anything. They just all in unison. A lot of the people sitting right before me understand exactly what I'm saying. They say it right before you, that we want to do this, we want to do that. It's the exact opposite of what they've been saying. Or, probably the most famous of all, Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump loves Russia. He loves Russia. He loves Putin. He loves Russia. And that went on for 2 years, and some people believed it. But we are going to look so closely, and we're going to make sure that the liability protections that they have under Section 230 is at a very minimum changed and maybe at a maximum taken away. The Supreme Court has made it exceedingly clear that Congress is not allowed to coerce private entities into doing what Congress does, and they're not allowed to do it. The lawful authority is just not there. They can't do it. They bully and they coerce. Yet that's exactly what's taking place every single day. It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs. They play the refs. They talk about all sorts of things they're going to do to Supreme Court justices. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. And then, lo and behold, all of a sudden different decisions come out. Or we're going to enlarge that court to a level that nobody can believe. We are going to take that court and we're going to enlarge it. We're going to have 16. We're going to have 20. I saw one the other day. We're going to have 24 justices. And I guess things happen because all of a sudden decisions come out. They play the ref. They play the ref better than Bobby Knight has ever played the ref. And we can't let that happen. And hopefully our Supreme Court justices and other judges and justices, they stand up for our values and they don't let that happen. In addition, in recent years, we have also seen increasing coordination between big tech giants and government agencies such as the Centers for Disease Control, where so much was wrong, so many things could have been different, but big tech happened to choose the wrong side and they banned the right side. For example, YouTube's policy explicitly forbids contradicting, quote, health authorities. You know the health authorities. Fortunately, I overrode the health authorities quite a bit. I was a lot of good decisions made. If I didn't, we would have been in much bigger trouble, like you see other countries right now are still in very, very big trouble. Through such coordination, the federal government has essentially deputized social media platforms to become the de facto censorship arm of the U.S. government, which is exactly what's happened. This was especially clear during the pandemic when social media giants began censoring information, according to guidance by the CDC, which, as we now know, was very often incorrect or wrong. This censorship is yet another blatant violation of the Constitution. There's so many violations of our Constitution, and you'll see that in the suit, which will also be added to, because other things are happening on a daily basis that will be added as we go along. Consider just some of the information that has been censored in America over the past year. Until recently, Facebook had a policy to eliminate all posts sharing evidence that the horrible virus emerged from China. They said it didn't emerge from the Chinese lab, Wuhan. Remember, I said Wuhan, and it was like a bomb went up. Wuhan came from the Wuhan lab. Of course, there were body bags all outside the lab. Nobody ever mentions that. I wonder why. They said it came 1,000 miles away from a bat, or it came from another country. They tried to blame Italy. They tried to blame us. But they gave that one up. That was also misinformation. Most likely, the truth that it came from the lab, and it was a small little story, but when I said it, it was like a weapon went off, a major weapon. I won't use the word weapon because I never use the word nuclear, but we have to be careful with our leadership because if we don't have the proper leadership, we're in a very perilous state. So we don't use the word nuclear. I never use it, okay? Never use it. I never said it. That's called disinformation. Google and YouTube have deleted countless videos that dared to question the judgment of the World Health Organization, which has been wrong so often. It's been a really pipe organ for China, as most of you know, calling those videos misinformation, including videos that consist of clear scientific fact. Doctors and medical groups have been barred from these platforms for posting about therapeutics such as hydroxychloroquine. Huh, that's a familiar name. Which now, most recent studies say, is effective in combating the virus. 3 cents a pill. The drug companies don't like 3 cents a pill. 3 cents a pill is what it costs. But recent studies have come out very strongly in favor. Twitter has censured users simply for using the term illegal alien, which it has labeled as hateful content, and just taking you off for whatever reason. You have to see the sentence they took me off for. It's the most loving sentence. It's really amazing. They could have done better because I've had a lot worse. I mean, I couldn't believe that was the reason. Take a look at it. You know exactly the sentence I'm talking about. It's become very famous. People are saying, really? Even the other side said, really? And of course, there is no better evidence that big tech is out of control than the fact that they banned the sitting president of the United States earlier this year, a ban that continues to this day, continues. So we get the word out, but it's not a fair situation. Very, very bad for this country, very bad for the world. If they can do it to me, they can do it to anyone. And in fact, that is exactly what they're doing. They're taking people off who don't even realize they were taken off. They have no idea why they were taken off. But what they're doing is incredible and incredibly dangerous. Joining us this morning are just a few of the many Americans who have been illegally banned or silenced under the corrupt regime of censorship. These brave patriots are included in the lawsuit, and thousands more are joining as we speak. Thousands more. They're all wanting to join. This will be, I think, will go down as the biggest class action ever filed, because thousands of people want to join. Jen Horton.
So is President Trump, he proceeded to bring in some other people who have been censored and deplatformed as well. President Trump announcing plans to file class action lawsuits against targeting Facebook, Google, Twitter, and their CEOs. Man, is it good to hear him again. I'm so glad he's back, aren't you? Aren't you glad he's back with rallies? Somebody told me, and I need to get somebody to confirm this, because I had a coworker tell me that there were, I think, 20,000 or 40,000, some crazy number of people in Sarasota last week. Apparently his rally, tens of thousands? Is that right, Derek? And of course, as I promised, there wasn't a lot of media coverage of it, was there, in the mainstream media? Don't you think if it's true 20, 30, 40,000 people showed up in Sarasota, Florida to hear President Trump speak, that would be a huge, earth-shattering bombshell coverage in the news media? No. They're going to do everything they can to ignore the guy. Guarantee it. What? Somebody tell me, if you went to Sarasota, we got a lot of listeners in Sarasota, 1-800-655-MIKE. Tell me about his rally last week when I was on vacation. I think it was last Saturday. Portions of our show brought to you by Balance of Nature. Maybe a cliche when we say you are what you eat, but it is true. Eating the right foods ensures you get the nutrients in your body you need. And I love telling you about Dr. Howard and the whole team at Balance of Nature. Can you imagine what you'd feel like? How good you'd feel if you were eating 10 servings of fruits and veggies every day? 10 servings of fruits and veggies every day? I can tell you from personal experience, it's a game changer. I take my 6 daily capsules religiously. I don't like the taste of vegetables, but I'd love getting my Balance of Nature in my system. Go to, just call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code MikeG. All new preferred customers will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Balance of Nature, your voice, your call, your perspective next.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at mikeonline.com. Yay!
So evidently, President Trump drew about 25,000 people to a rally in Sarasota. Vivi was there. Hey, Vivi, was it wonderful to see him back in action?
Oh, Mike, it was fabulous. And they do a head count because you have to have a ticket to get in.
Right.
And we went, and I have to give you a little backstory. We met you personally during Donald Trump's 100 days of his presidency in Sarasota, where they had Phil Grandy and Larry Elder.
We had a great event there. Yeah.
You are such a sweetheart. Anyway, so we went to the rally, and they did announce that over 45,000 people had been there, and there we had rainstorms. There were some people that stayed all night. I don't know why, but the roads were totally blocked. I mean, there were cars parked on both sides of the roads, not on.
I mean, tens of 45,000 people,
yes,
and you know
sir.
What? And the only people that cared it evidently was Newsmax, which is exactly what I told my pal Mark Davis. The media is going to do everything they can to shut this guy out and shut him down, and it isn't going to happen. Vivi, God bless you. Thanks for your kind words, and I appreciate the meeting you back when we had that great event. I got to get back to Sarasota. We got to do another event there, because if there's 45,000 people going to see Donald Trump, those are my kind of people. All right, we got through it somehow. Elsa, by the way, making landfall, North Florida, the panhandle, everything's okay. It's not as bad as they thought, which is great news. Stay safe. Thanks for joining us. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.